Well, let's try and bring us up to date with the facts here. We've got a quick update on the COVID-19 news from Norman Swan, Dr. Norman Swan, host of the Health Report here, of course, and also the hugely popular CoronaCast podcast. Norman, earlier we were speaking here. Norman, hello, I should say.
Fran.
We were speaking earlier to the Deputy Chief Medical Officer and the Federal Education Minister, Dan Tehan, about Australia's decision not to close schools. The British government has announced it will close them from Friday, and the government insists, and so does the Chief Medical Officer, this is the best medical advice. But you've got some more information that's coming out of Britain around the spread of the virus.
I got a text from a junior doctor who, and this person has asked to be not identified through this because it's a case for instant dismissal in the NHS. But I've double checked that this is an accurate view of what's going on. Australia is probably going to get through this a lot better than the UK in terms of flattening the curve. We're totally effed over here, running out of PPE at light speed, and healthcare workers are dropping like flies. There are two of our specialist consultants are on heart-lung bypass, ECMO. Current guidance from Public Health England is that all we need to wear for a suspected case is a non-fitting surgical face mask and a sleeveless plastic apron. Even if we're aerosolizing, they don't recommend a long sleeve gown, and my bosses are just following this blindly like idiots, and partly because we'll completely run out of this stuff in a matter of weeks. So everyone is getting sick, and the first wave of public illness is only just the beginning. There are some dark days ahead.
Okay, so what's in there for us to learn?
This is what it's going to be like if we lose control of it.
Okay, so in terms of losing control, the Chief Medical Officer this morning, Deputy Chief Medical Officer, was reassuring us that everything we're doing is to prevent that. He says we're ahead of other countries in our efforts on this front. But yesterday, he concedes it is growing faster. We saw this 57 new cases in New South Wales. I don't know if you call that a surge, but we had 113 new cases yesterday across the country.
The graph's going straight up at the moment, and all we did yesterday was tap the brakes. We've got a few days, but not many. And the data, if you actually look at the WHO data, which presumably Australia is reporting accurately, we're 12 to 20 days behind Italy. The prediction is that we're going to see a surge in New South Wales, or particularly nationally, based on the evacuees from the Diamond Princess and the number of incubation periods that have gone by.
These are all the people who were flown home and kept in quarantine up in Northern Territory and Christmas Island.
Yeah, and the assumption is that there were asymptomatics amongst them. They spread in the community. The people have spread from them in the community, and under the surface it's going from them. If you assume that there were asymptomatic.
So the important thing there, if this is true, if it's the Diamond Princess evacuees are spreading, is they were asymptomatic. These people weren't.
Yeah, or
they were tested before they were let off Christmas Island. They were tested within an inch of their lives.
That's right. Or incredibly mild, and it developed later. So the incubation period is not necessarily just 5 days. It can be longer than that. But, this could be wrong, but you've got to explain where this surge in cases is coming from, and is it, a lot are probably from imported cases, but the surge is continuing, and we've tapped the brakes. We've only got a few days, and they're going to have to make a decision based on whether they're bending the curve.
All right. Norman, thank you very much.
See ya.
Norman Swan keeping us up to date here on RN Breakfast. And if you want to keep up to date, I do advise you tune in to CoronaCast. That's the podcast on the ABC Listen app with Norman Swan talking with science reporter Tegan Taylor. It's terrific listening. Doesn't take long. It's usually quite short, 10 minutes or so every day. I think you should tune in to CoronaCast.